The gospel reading today
sounds like a press conference. Jesus is confronted by the Sadducees with a trick question about the resurrection of the dead, which the Sadducees did not believe in. If a woman is married seven times, who will she be married to after the resurrection? Jesus responds like a Washington wonk by challenging the very presupposition of the question. Since there will be no marriage in the age to come, the question is irrelevant. But what do we know about the resurrection of the dead? What will our bodies be like? What will heaven be like? We actually know very little from the scriptures that will help us answer these questions. St. John tells us, "We are children of God, and it has not been revealed as yet what we will be like. But we know that when he appears, we will be like him, because we will see him just as he is." St. Paul, too, says that we cannot even conceive what the resurrection will be like. He said that our earthly bodies are like seeds that die in order to produce a plant. A seed cannot even imagine what it will become. Neither can we imagine what we will be like after our resurrection. What do we believe then about the resurrection? We believe that life somehow continues after death. We believe that God does not abandon us in death. We believe that no matter how disastrous our life has been, no matter how much we have failed, no matter how much we have suffered, God reaches down and raises us up. The paradigm and exemplar of our resurrection is, of course, Jesus. Jesus followed the path set for him by his Father. He preached the kingdom of God, a kingdom of justice and peace and love. On one level, though, Jesus was a failure. He preached, but the people rejected his teachings. He gathered disciples around him, but they deserted him when he was arrested. He was tortured and executed as a criminal. Jesus failed in his mission, but his Father raised him up and made him a source of hope and life for Christians through the ages. Pope Benedict once described the resurrection as the next step in human evolution. It is the direction in which the entire universe is headed. A universe that is directed by love. "I am the resurrection and the life," says Jesus. "He who believes in me will never die." Our hope in the resurrection is not based on our knowledge of what heaven will be like. It's based on our faith in God's love and care for us. A loving God is not willing to let us go. A loving God wants us to be with him forever. A loving God will not let failure be the last word. God's a romantic. It's got to have a happy ending. Our hope in the resurrection is based on how the Father responded to the life of Jesus. It is this hope that has sustained Christians through the centuries in persecutions, in sickness, in failure, and in all kinds of suffering. We look upon the crucified Jesus and see not just a suffering man, but the Son of God, who loved us enough to become like us and share our suffering. We look upon the crucified Jesus and see not a defeated man, but one who was raised up by his Father. If we experience the cross of Jesus in our lives, we can also hope in his resurrection. Belief in the resurrection should be liberating. It should liberate us from our fear of death. It should liberate us from any kind of fear. It should make us fearless in the face of opposition. It should encourage us to imitate Jesus in his commitment to justice and love, no matter what the cost. As we continue the celebration of the Eucharist, we come to celebrate the death and the resurrection of Christ. We come with faith in God's love for us, that he will not let us end in defeat and death, but will raise us up as he raised up Jesus. We pray for the outpouring of the Spirit that transforms us into the body of Christ. And we pray for all those who, like the Maccabees, suffer for their faith. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting encouragement and hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen them in every good deed and word.